All right, next person we're going to do together is Kristi with a K, K R I S T I. Last name is E U T S L E R. E U S T S E U S T. Yeah. L E R. E U S T L E R. She was born 8/8/59. Ulster, Utsler, Utsler is a sixty-four-year-old woman. Let's see, 69. Sixty-five-year-old woman, currently on hospice with history of end-stage COPD. Period. Their caretaker, KP, tells me that she's eating less. Sometimes she becomes very confused. She has a history of dementia as well as hypertension, polyneuropathy, gastroesophageal reflux, and depression. Patient also needs a nebulizer. She has not been using her nebulizer, using albuterol, but she's refusing it most of the time, period. She does use O2. She's weak. She has decreased appetite. She suffers from protein calorie malnutrition. KP tells me that they're always pushing her to eat, but she will not eat more than she wants, period. In the paragraph, she does have issues with pain and muscle spasm that's been controlled with the help of baclofen and Norco. Bowel movements are controlled. By the way, she's ADL dependent. She's a forgetful, orientative person. At times, she also has bowel and bladder incontinence. KPS score is 40%. I believe having a nebulizer would be helpful because she either refuses to use a albuterol pump or inhaler, and because of her confusion, doesn't know how to use it, period. Her blood pressure is controlled with Norvasc. Her O2 sat's 92% on 2 liters, and her heart rate is 103 today, period. Once again, weight loss is unavoidable. Will continue to be ADL dependent and will continue to have issues with bowel and bladder incontinence in the future. Her medication for anxiety and depression seem to be doing a good job, as well as the Norco and the baclofen for muscle spasms, period. She's also she's very focused on the incision at the right hip. There's no sign of infection. There's no sign of abnormality consistent with failed hip surgery. Nevertheless, he's always pointing to it and he's concerned about it. Thank you. Let's see if there's anything else I want to say. Findings were discussed with KP at the end of our visit regarding patient's findings and overall poor prognosis in the future. Thank you.